This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we're making sweet chili sauce with Gia.
We have music from Gisela Kroll.
An inspiring devotional from the Voice of Prophecy.
And Dr. Narada McKibben is back.
Don't go anywhere. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we're thrilled that you're joining us this Monday morning.
We sure are, friends. Today is International World Youth Skills Day, a day set apart to celebrate the importance of equipping young people with the skills they need to hold a job, have good work ethic, and even for entrepreneurship.
And a good way to celebrate this day is to offer guidance to a young person in your life. Do you have a skill you can share with them? Even talking about time management or an encouraging talk about being persistent and determined can make an incredible impact on building their future.
That's so true. And talking about being encouraged, don't forget to share the hope of Jesus with them. In Him, we can find true wisdom and hope.
And that's what this program is all about, sharing and finding the hope of Jesus. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 2006, the San Francisco-based podcasting company Odeo officially launched TWTTR, its short messaging service for groups. The service was later renamed Twitter and today X and made available to the public. It's amazing that it has been nearly 20 years since Twitter officially launched. And doesn't it seem like there are constantly new social media platforms or new forms of communication popping up? Communication is such a vital part of life and our relationships with one another. Today, many of us wonder how we ever got by without these forms of communication. And yet, others of us wonder what happened to the good old days when we as a society placed more emphasis on face-to-face communication.
And no matter what side of the coin you stand on, we can all agree that communication is crucial for any thriving of any relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, that includes our relationship with Jesus. Any good relationship counselor would tell you that time makes a relationship, and time allows us the opportunity to get to know someone better. And more than this, as they say, time makes the heart grow fonder. And the more we spend time with Jesus and His Word, the more we love Him, the more we can't imagine living without Him, and the more we want to spend time with Him. And so, friends, today we want to encourage you to nurture your relationship with Jesus, communicating with Him. Talk to Him. Tell Him your joys, your desires, your wants, and your fears. And you can and never will burden the heart of the infinite God.
Amen. Praise God for that. Well, it's Monday, and G and Olive are in the kitchen serving up sweet chili sauce with no sugar. Let's take a look.
What are we making? Sweet chili? Sweet chili sauce. Actually, this is a Revive cookbook special. I love the Revive cookbooks because they make cooking easy and they're healthier options. This is just half a cup of dates and I've actually soaked them in hot water. So just hot boiling water, and it's just half a cup and a quarter of a cup of water. So I've just thrown it in the blender and four garlic cloves. So all crushed up. Four garlic cloves. And it's one chili, and you leave the seeds in the chili, but this chili is a bit of a huge chili, so maybe don't use one this big. I'm actually considering taking...
Mommy, and mine.
Oh, look at all the bubbles. I'm taking some chili out because that's huge, but it's just one chili with the seeds.
Yeah.
And these are great for, like, with the kids when they've got chips, like baked chips or sweet potato chips, and you want a chili sauce, and you don't want to just give them anything. One teaspoon of salt. And four tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. And this is going to help preserve it as well. And I will blend this until it's smooth. Now, the dates have been soaking for maybe half an hour before we started. So you could just put them in there. Okay, so I blended that until it was smooth. Woot woot. There we go, until it's smooth. And I'm just going to put that in a pot, just a small pot. that simmer a touch while that's cooking, a quarter cup of water, and just arrowroot powder. I just use 1 tablespoon of arrowroot powder, and you put it in there. Yep, you just mix it around. Do you want to mix it? Can you mix it until it's not into a paste?
Yeah.
Yep, you mix it into a paste. And the arrowroot, all it's going to do, once this is simmered a little bit, you're just going to put the arrowroot in it and it's just going to give it a bit more bulk. That's good. That's really good. Okay, I need to take it off. You don't need to keep it on the fire. Take it off, then put the arrowroot in. And then just mix until it sort of thickens up. It doesn't take long.
Custard.
It's like custard, isn't it? So I'm going to pour it in a jar because if you've got a jar, an airtight jar, you can keep it in the fridge for a while. So there you go. There's your homemade sweet chili sauce. Done. I'm going to put the lid on it. Put the lid on it and put it in the fridge for whenever we need it. Hope you enjoy it.
Dr. Nerida McKibben from Go Healthy for Good is back with us this morning to share some important health news.
In the headlines today, Alzheimer's and sugar, coffee shrinks the brain, and high cholesterol, more dementia. High sugar intake may increase the risk for Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline, according to new research. Over 830 participants in the Rush Memory and Aging Project who did not have Alzheimer's at baseline were evaluated over several years. Using dietary assessments, researchers analyzed the link between sugar intake and Alzheimer's disease. Cognition was assessed using a battery of 19 cognitive tests, and the results confirmed a correlation between a higher sugar intake and deteriorating memory and cognitive abilities, ultimately leading to the development of Alzheimer's disease. After being adjusted for lifestyle and genetic factors, participants with the highest sugar intake were found to have approximately a 95% higher chance of developing Alzheimer's. Moderate sugar intake did not have a significant impact, but don't take the risk. Reduce your sugar intake today so you can age well tomorrow. A study published in the journal Nutritional Neuroscience reports that a very high intake of coffee is associated with a smaller brain and substantially higher rates of dementia. The researchers studied the health data of 400,000 people aged between 37 and 73 residing in the UK. Of those studied, 18,000 had had an MRI scan of their brain. Researchers found that people who drank 6 or more cups of coffee a day had a 53% higher rate of dementia than those who drank 1 to 2 cups a day. They also found the more coffee consumed, the smaller the total brain volume. Dr. Kitty Pham, the lead author, warns that heavy coffee consumers may be putting themselves at risk of brain diseases such as dementia and stroke. The Lancet Healthy Longevity Journal has just published a study on the impact of LDL cholesterol in the middle age on the risk of Alzheimer's disease later in life. The study reviewed data from 1.8 million people in the UK and was led by Professor Iwagami of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He points out that this large study dwarfs all previous studies and provides more precise results. The study found that a high LDL cholesterol under the age of 65 is associated with an increased risk of dementia more than 10 years later. The risk is 60% higher in those with LDL cholesterol levels above 200 milligrams per deciliter or 5 millimoles per liter, compared with those with half that level. So don't assume that dementia is a natural part of the aging process. There are so many things we can do, like keeping active, eating well, avoiding sugar, caffeine, and looking after our cardiovascular health in order to delay or even prevent the onset of dementia. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment. Also, check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up With Hope and keep up with each one of our episodes.
Dasela Kroll will be back with us to share some inspiring music. We hope our program will be an amazing boost to your week.
This morning, Gisela Kroll joins us to sing From Where I'm Standing.
It's amazing how you never run out of patience. The God I thought I knew was all about the expectations. I'm learning how to love you, learning how to bend. Teach me how to love myself.
Don't go anywhere, friends. When we return, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will join us for a devotional thought. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. We pray that you're feeling the love and joy of Jesus this Monday morning. It's now time for our morning devotional.
Our friends from Voice of Prophecy are here to share it with us.
Years ago, my husband Sean became very sick. He came home from preaching in the city of Rome, and he was not well. We saw doctors and specialists, and no one could figure out what was wrong. This went on for months, and finally, we had to make some decisions as a family. It was a difficult time. Sean stepped down from his job, and we found something quieter and more structured for the family. One evening, I shared our decision with the spouse of a coworker. This person was aware of Sean's health challenges. I shared how difficult the journey was on our family, how painful the decision to step down from his role was. This person's response surprised me. They smiled and said, "Well, it's God's work. He should just keep on keeping on." I was stunned into silence. We weren't giving up on God's work or His calling on our lives. We just needed a change in order to heal. But their platitude response trivialized the very real struggles that I'd just been vulnerable enough to share. Now, I hadn't heard the term back then, but this was an example of toxic positivity. We've talked in previous weeks about how we can be honest with ourselves and with those in our lives. Toxic positivity? Well, it's the opposite of honesty. It's false. Positivity, there's a place for that in our lives, of course, a good and a proper place. Looking for and dwelling on the negative, that isn't a happy way to live. Often there are positives and negatives in situations, and we can choose whether to focus on the positive or the negative. But toxic positivity, that's different. With toxic positivity, the positive in any situation is searched out exclusively, and the negative is ignored. Even in situations where negative circumstances and emotions are real and valid, only seeking the positive at the expense of the negative, it denies the fact that God created us to feel a variety of emotions. Sadness, anger, and grief, they're genuine and situationally appropriate emotions. When we ignore these real emotions, there are detrimental consequences for us and for our loved ones. When we avoid feeling our negative emotions, we can harm ourselves. We avoid dealing with difficult situations like fixing a billing error or confronting a family member about a way that they're hurting us. When we push down negative emotions, they don't cease to exist. We simply ignore them, which can create negative physical consequences for us. And it can lead to avoidance behaviors like addiction and escapism. Toxic positivity can harm those around us as well. When a friend or colleague confides in us, we have an opportunity to intercede in their lives and to help them. We can offer to pray, to help them find help, or we can offer a supportive listening ear. But if we respond to their genuine needs in a way that invalidates their experiences, we miss the opportunity to help and to help them grow. It also means that they'll be less likely to reach out to us in the future when they need help. Now, as parents, staying positive with our kids, that's important. We want to encourage and edify them. But we also have to be willing to be honest with ourselves about our children's needs. Positivity becomes toxic when we fail to let our children learn from their mistakes and grow. You know, it's difficult to watch our kids suffer. But feeling a little pain in small areas of life will help them grow, like letting them experience the consequences of not doing their homework. A failure on a quiz in elementary school, well, that's a good way to learn the consequences of not getting your work done on time. It's better to feel that pain as a child than to learn that lesson later in life when the repercussions will be much bigger. And sometimes it's difficult to acknowledge, too, that our kids need help. When a baby arrives, we see in their tiny faces a world of potential. Realizing that our children have physical challenges or mental health struggles, that can be difficult to even admit to ourselves. But as tough as recognizing our child's limitations can be, our kids need us. Our kids need encouraging and affirming words from us. And they also need us to do the hard work of parenting, to find those who will help them with their limitations. Ignoring the limitations won't make them disappear, no matter how positive our outlook or wishfulness would be about the situation. And so as Christians, how do we find the balance between staying focused on the affirming, encouraging parts of life and being willing to embrace the messy negativity when necessary? Well, there's a verse in 1 Peter that shows us how we can strike this balance, how we can be honest with ourselves and with others. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. This is what it says. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You know, life will be difficult, but we never have to travel that road alone. God invites us to cast our burdens on him. He will help us through the difficult parts of life. We don't have to pretend that they don't exist. We have someone to carry us through them. You know, in our situation all those years ago, things got better. The doctors never figured out what was wrong, but Sean slowly did get better. And we never lost sight of God's calling on our lives. The difficulties were real, but we cast our cares on him. And in the process, we grew, and we grew closer to God. Our faith grew too. Something that would likely not have happened if we'd ignored the difficult and just kept on keeping on. You know, God cares for each of us. Don't be afraid to be honest with yourself and with others. You don't have to hide from the negative. God will get you through. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you again, our Hope Channel family. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, there are those in our Hope Channel family who are hurting right now. They may have pushed those hurts down deep inside and be avoiding them. But Lord, they know they're there, and you know the hurt and the pain that we each feel. Father, I pray that you will give them the courage to reach out and speak out about the pain inside. And Lord, that you will soften the heart of the hearer. Please give them the courage to recognize their pain, even if it's uncomfortable, and to be honest enough to seek and find help. We love you, Lord. Amen. Well, do you have a penchant for positivity, cheerfulness, affirming and encouraging words? Those are wonderful. Just be honest with yourself and those that you love. When the negative crops up, don't run from it. God will carry you through because he cares for you. He loves you more than you can even imagine. Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. It's a new week, every Monday is, and we encourage you to look for those in your life who can be a kind and listening ear. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. Whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope in the midst of it. Invite God to go with you every step of the way. Thanks for joining me for a few minutes of hope.
Thank you for blessing us this morning.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us and watching Wake Up With Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Jesus 101 will be with us to share the morning devotional thought. We'll have a dedicated prayer session and an inspiring segment from The Incredible Journey. Be sure to tune in.
And if you enjoyed today's program, we invite you to visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides and learn how you can live a life filled with the hope and love of Jesus.
Our free Bible studies have helped so many people connect with Jesus. So be sure to start yours today. Again, friends, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise comes from the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 5.
It says, "But people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God, who forgives sinners."
You know, friends, it is our faith in Jesus that alone can bring salvation. Faith is what changes our hearts. Faith is what transforms us into what God has created us to be. And it is only through faith alone that we can cling to Jesus and all of his promises and live the life of joy, peace, and love that he has promised. So friends, will you take hold of faith today?
Amen. I sure want to do that. Well, we pray that you were blessed by today's program and that your day will be filled with so many reminders of Jesus' love that you won't be able to help but share it with others.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we start this day or continue this day with hope and with lots of faith. Our faith has been strengthened. We've been inspired. And Lord, as we walk with you today, may our faith only increase. And we ask, Lord, that you would guard our hearts and keep us faithful throughout this day. And we thank you for your presence, Lord, your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.